Hi, this is Liz Fox at Positively Ocean, where we celebrate the ocean and look at what's working well. This week's Blue Carbon story takes us to Richardson Bay in the northwest shallows of the San Francisco Bay. Carbon causes a problem when molecules drift from our cars and factories into the atmosphere. This combines with ocean water, making our seas more acidic, making for some big losers in the delicate balance of ocean chemistry. Acidic waters disrupt shell formation and shellfish. Even organisms as small as plankton depend on the right pH for their calciferous coat. And of course, that has a ripple effect on the food web for anything that eats zooplankton or shellfish, or anything that eats animals that eat shellfish or zooplankton, which is everything, almost. But there are some big winners. When talking about blue carbon, think green. Phytoplankton, eelgrass, kelp. These marine actors play an increasingly crucial role balancing the chemical makeup of our seas. Marine scientists estimate that on a global scale, 1 acre of eelgrass can absorb more than twice as much carbon than an acre of forest. Here in the Bay, San Francisco State University professor Kathy Boyer has donned scuba gear with teams of students, researchers, and environmentalists to restore eelgrass beds. They're 3 years into a 9-year project that aims to replenish 70 acres of Zarastra Marina. So far, their beds are thriving.
Well, we have a couple of sites in the bay that have been performing really well, and it's allowing us to expand to larger footprints over time. It's been exciting to see that those sites are doing well over multiple years.
With the promising start, Boyer and her team test additional sites using small amounts of plants before sinking too many resources into areas that might not support eelgrass beds. And as the plants take root again, they start burying carbon. Scientists don't know exactly how much, though, because our regional variety of Zarastra Marina grows much larger and more sparsely than eelgrass elsewhere. So while local scientists have collected the data, they're still calculating how much carbon our specific eelgrass sequesters. Besides the carbon benefits, Boyer's restoration efforts support habitats for spawning fish, mollusks, and the birds that feed on them. And what's more, voters in 9 Bay Area counties passed Measure AA last June, securing $25 million a year over the next 20 years for habitat restoration. The measure passed with 69% of the vote, exceeding the required 2/3 majority, and it's the first regional parcel tax to pass in California ever.
It's a nice chunk of change that should really, really push a lot of the efforts forward around the bay. I think that the public really appreciates restoration. I think that they see it as a hopeful way of, you know, having their place in the natural, local natural world.
This is an example of how people are doing right by the ocean, folks. Until next time, I'll be searching for all things Positively Ocean. For Ocean Currents Radio, this is Liz Fox reporting in Berkeley, California.